Dit is SBS Dutch. Eerder dit jaar hoorde ik voormalig premier van West-Australië Jeff Kellop vertellen over zijn bezoek aan Amsterdam in de uitzending van ABC's Q&A. En ik vroeg hem wat hem naar Amsterdam bracht.
Well, I guess there's the personal and also the academic. The personal was that I married Ingrid van Beek, whose mother and father came to Australia from Amsterdam after the Second World War.
Right.
And the academic reasoning was that we both decided we'd like to spend a little bit of time in Amsterdam, so we enrolled for a University of Amsterdam summer school course on urban planning. And we had a wonderful time even going to lectures, and also we each other had to do a project. And the project that I did was on Osdorp, one of the suburbs of Amsterdam, and
yeah.
It related to obesity. So we were looking at playgrounds, we were looking at fast foods, we were looking at the habits of the people, we were interviewing people in Osdorp. So I was there for some time, but we lived in the Pape. And of course, there was Sapati Park.
Yeah.
It's very much regarded as one of the older working class suburbs, and Albert Cape, of course, the street shopping is there. It's very close to the Heineken
factory,
and of course many people visit there every day. We could see the queues when we went past. So it's a very old and regarded at one point as a working class area that's being bourgeoisified, and lots of restaurants, lots of interesting things to do in that area.
Yeah, and this was in what year?
This was, oh gee, I forgot, 2015.
Okay, so about 4 years ago.
Yep.
And so Safati, De Pijp, Heineken, how long did you stay there?
Well, we were there for a couple of months, and we found the living in Amsterdam a wonderful experience. We purchased our bikes, of course. We found that we get on the bike and go along the Amstel, and just keep going until you'd reach a nice village and you'd have lunch, and then you'd come back in again. And we also spent a little bit of time near Brussels and Nieuwsluis, in fact, on the Vecht River. We found that really wonderful during the summer months. We had a houseboat, and we could get to hire a boat and go up the river. And, of course, all this time, friends, our dog, Sassy, was with us. She came out from Australia. And she spent time in the Netherlands, but also in France. And we found the Netherlands very, very dog-friendly.
Right. And that's very special to bring your dog with you. I mean, that's quite an adventure to bring your dog.
Well, it's surprising. We started off in France, and the dog got off at the Paris airport. It came out of the dog cage and was ready to go. Dogs don't have jet lag, apparently. They're very good travellers, and I don't know whether you know, but certainly in the Netherlands, most of the restaurants and pubs, we could take our dog, should sit under the table.
Yep.
We found in the public transport, the trains, we could buy a dog ticket.
Yep.
We found that, all of this was a wonderful way to meet people, because they would come up and want to talk about the dog. And in Sapati Park that I mentioned, there's always plenty of people playing. And we certainly enjoyed it.
And this was something to your surprise, or was this a common knowledge between you and your wife, so that was the reason why to bring the dog with you?
Well, certainly Ingrid's mother and father always loved having a dog in their family, so obviously she was brought up loving dogs. And I'll never forget, actually, every day I would go and buy a newspaper, and the man in the newspaper shop was used to collect money for animal welfare, and he used to give a biscuit to our little dog our dog when she went in.
Yeah.
And the day we left, we went to the shop, and the man was crying when he said his girlfriend, he called my dog his girlfriend, is going back to Australia. So there was a lot of real joy about having dogs around.
Yeah,
in Amsterdam.
Very loving and very caring. I mean, this must not have been the first time for your wife Ingrid to visit Amsterdam, I reckon.
No. In fact, we've been virtually every year over the last few years, and obviously the visit in 2015 was a longer one. But we were there again last year, and we hired a houseboat on the Amstel, not far from the Amstel Hotel, in fact.
Okay.
And we love the experience of living there, and getting on a bike and travelling around and going to all the different, you know, the museums and the art galleries. We went to concerts. We actually saw an Australian production in the theatre, Priscilla, with Donovan, our own Mr. Donovan in it. We saw that in Amsterdam.
Priscilla, the Queen of the Desert?
That's the one, yeah. Mm.
That's amazing. Yeah, and so having been there for a couple of months in living amongst the Amsterdam inhabitants, what kind of ideas did you bring back to Australia?
Well, of course, you know, I was there actually. We were there longer than a few months because we had two visits effectively, one to Brooklyn and one to Amsterdam. So it added up quite a bit to it at the end. But what we found, I think, was that, you know, people are very well organised. We found the public transport excellent. You have to get used to the bike riders. I mean, we tend to see bike riders as people who, you know, are enjoying a bit of fresh air. But in Amsterdam, riding a bike is going from A to B in the quickest possible time.
Absolutely. They rule the streets.
They do.
Yeah. And also this is vice versa, because a lot of people in Amsterdam, they complain about people not used to drive and to ride their bikes, so they are a menace.
That's right. But it's certainly a great way to get around that, you know, to ride the bike. But also Amsterdam, you can walk. I mean, the distances are such, you can walk.
Yeah. And but any specific ideas? I mean, because you have been there for urban planning, did you say?
Urban planning, yes. Well, obviously, it's interesting. You know, in some ways, the system there is very good for physical fitness and also, you know, aspects of tackling obesity. For example, the bikes we just mentioned.
Yeah.
Obviously, the Dutch are very strong on sport. We saw hockey fields, you know, everywhere, lots of good swimming pools, etc. Very good at sport. So I think that was a very important, you know, observation I made. But in terms of obesity, the one thing I noticed, the kids went off to have lunch, didn't have lunch at school, and a lot of them were going to the fast food places to have their lunch. So on the one side, there was a big plus with their physical activity. On the other side, with diet, perhaps a negative.
Yeah. Mm. All right. So when's your next trip?
Well, you know, as soon as we can. I've got a few commitments and we've got a few things over here, so there's nothing planned yet. But we usually try to go there, you know, at least once every 2 years, if we can, once every year.
Lovely, really lovely. Okay.
Thanks, Dennis.
Yeah, thank you very much for your time and for your story.
No worries at all. I hope it's interesting to your listeners.
Wil je nog meer soortgelijke verhalen? Luister via Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify of waar je je podcasts dan ook vandaan haalt.